Mark and Logan, Mark and Batch are back. He's the hero from Queens, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Still is taking time, filling cities up with crime. Where the hero draw the line, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Villains watch your back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. The WebTales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Logan Mark and Patch are talking on the WebTales Podcast.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the Web Slinger from the very beginning all the way to present day. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Batch. How are you, brother?
Good day. It is a pleasant day here in Web Talesville. It is cold as balls, but we're inside. We're podcasting. We're recapping Spidey because we are the number one Spider-Man podcast that recaps classic issues hosted by two Canadians.
I think that's true.
Been doing this longer than anybody. A lot of fun on this week's show. We are doing this part two of the Molten Man story. So this is issue 133. We got a nice little cover here. Oh, he's looking pretty badass right there. I may be dying while Crawler consumed by my own heat. Oh, he's got heat with everybody. Molten Man's got heat. He's got heat with everybody.
He does.
He's like, fuck this guy, fuck that guy, fuck him.
Falling out of everybody.
He's got heat with all the Sinister Six too.
All six of them?
All six of them. Every single one of them. Oh, I think we found our new version of the, our new character on the show. Molten Man. He just hates everybody.
He's all about heat.
Yep.
So, well, I could use some heat here. It's so goddamn cold.
Oh, yeah. I'll send him right over. So, as always on Web Tales, we like to highlight the creative teams and the issues we recap. So, this issue, The Molten Man Breaks Out, is written by Jerry Conway. Art by Ross Andrew. Frank Giacoscia and D. Hunt are the inkers. Our boy, Artie Samek, is the letterer. P. Goldberg is the colorist, and Roy Thomas is the editor. How's this for an entrance? He's just doing the Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah! Through the wall.
Yeah, right through the wall. Terrifying the nurse and just yelling, he wants Ned Leeds. Where's Ned Leeds?
He's got a heat with Ned Leeds, even.
He just wants to finish him once and for all. We don't want...
Ew. Has he been to one of Ned and Betty's swinger parties?
Probably. It was not satisfactory.
No.
His experience.
You never want to go to a Ned Lee's key party.
You don't come back the same.
No. It's just because it's just Ned and Betty. That's it. Nobody else shows up.
Yeah. But he was very awkward.
Yep.
And he's walking around the hospital trying to get people to answer him. This one early rams a gurney into Molten Man.
Artie Samek earning his paycheck this issue.
Yeah, with a whack.
And a thump.
And it's even like a little fiery on top. I like that.
That's right.
And he's like, hey lady, where is he at? She's like, look at the book. Okay. And he opens the book and he's already setting it on fire.
Nothing. That's why he just hates everything, because nothing ever works out, because he's just constantly on fire.
Yeah, it just melts everything. Meanwhile, there's a doctor that finally catches Spidey pass out on the floor.
And he steals his wallet.
Yeah, so he lost the 20 back to this guy.
It's like a rotating 20. It just gets mugged from person to person.
Yeah. So this guy's tonight is going to get shot by a mugger, and the 20 will go back into his pocket.
That'd be a tremendous issue.
Yeah. You just follow the $20 bill.
Yeah. And then it goes back to Spidey, because then he stops the other mugger. Like.
Yeah. Ooh. Twip.
And then it blows away.
All right, so...
Because before we get... Just to wrap up this bit. Because every Spider-Man issue has to be him depressed and broke.
Yeah. So he's like, $20. That's just what I need to pay the rest of my rent. Oh, no, I lost it.
No!
I'm getting kicked out.
Sad Spider-Man walking the distance. The button's still broken.
Yeah, that was all me, Batch.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn.
Artistic qualities.
I did not know you could do that.
Yes, I can sound like a machine.
Moving on.
Yeah. As the Doctor is about to take off Spidey's jacket to reveal his identity, he hears a scream. So he says, "Ah, forget about this guy. I'm going to check out what's going on over there." Mm. And Peter, through sheer willpower, fights off his radiation poisoning.
While flexing his abs.
Yeah. Going like, "Oh, look at this.
Oh, chest expansion, baby. Ooh.
Oh, yeah." This feels like a 90s like Levi's commercial.
Kind of is.
And, well, Molten Man figured out where Ned Leeds is. So that is, my secret would die with Leeds. That is, if I let you die. To be frank, I haven't yet decided.
I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name was Frank. Terrible joke.
Right. Spidey sees a fire hose and decides to start spraying old Multi. And, as he expected, it makes a bunch of steam. But Spidey's like, "Wait a minute, I can't see him either."
As we said, terrible plan. Because as we established last episode, Molten Man smells terrible.
Yeah. But Peter's using his spider sense to hopefully find Molten Man.
You know what Molten Man smells like? He smells like, you know, when you with your car and then you actually have some food go down into the heater, then you forget about it, and then it's the middle of the summer.
And it's very stinky.
Yeah, that's the Molten Man.
I also picture him smelling like when I was a kid and I dropped a plastic train into the radiator and it kind of melted and was really disgusting. Yeah. Also, I picture him smelling like.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be our new bit, is just, you know what Molten Man smells like?
Yeah, every time he shows up, once every 100 issues.
We'll have to write some jokes then.
Well, I'm sure we'll have plenty of time until he comes back.
Oh, yes.
Well, Spider Sense kind of works, but Molten Man just reverse Kool-Aids and jumps outside through the wall. And of course, just as Spidey's about to chase after him, the cops show up.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love those helmet cops, just random, just showing up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're all over the place, sometimes they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, but they're always ready to shoot at Spidey. I mean, he ain't taking this shit. He, like, webs a couple of them and jumps through the window.
Evidently, they've gotten, like, Ned on that good morphine. Chemicals, rocks, glowing, so much light, fireworks, everybody's glowing. Spidey's looking in the window, he's like, "Fuck, I need some of that shit." He's tripping balls.
Yeah, I need Harry's dealer. And I guess Ned Leeds' fever dreams gave him an idea, but first, he decides to go check up on Liz and MJ in the creepiest way possible.
Since he just pawned Liz Allen off on MJ for no reason. No warning.
Yeah, so she tells her backstory that turns out that Molten Man is her half-brother.
Oh.
Oh, stepbrother, sorry. So, after Molten Man's fight with Spider-Man, he ends up in the hospital, and she gets a job as a nurse to check after him. Because I guess back then you didn't have to have any education to be a nurse.
No, like in Ontario, it's like 3 years of like college.
She just had to apply and she got the job. And he started being a dick to her eventually. And after a while, he just knocked out this roadie looking guy.
I love this hippie doctor. Give me a series of him, like Adventures of Hippie Doctor.
Pretty sweet looking, that cool hair, a mustache.
Are we sure that's not Danny Trejo?
It might have been. I don't know what young Danny Trejo looks like.
It's Dr. Danny Trejo.
Hey, man, you got to get to bed, ASA.
Or it's you in 10 years.
Maybe. I don't think I'll look that good in 10 years.
I think that's like you in 10 years with like your current haircut and the mustache.
Maybe. Maybe I'll finally be able to grow a proper mustache. All right, so yeah, Liz feels bad that Molten Man escaped, and Peter ends up at MJ's apartment.
So now, basically he's melting. His skin is melting.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, Molten Man is molting himself. Okay, so then I think Peter then pawns them out of their own apartment to go do something.
Where'd this dog come from?
Oh, this is from him swinging to a neighbor's apartment.
Oh, so he just breaks
in. Doing a breaking entry.
Oh, yeah. So he just random, does a random B&E.
Yeah. The dog caught him. Wait. Back at the Bugle.
Parker!
Parker, get over here. And he says he wants him to go to some sort of robbery at a warehouse on the west side. So he gets there. Looks pretty messed up. All these union worker dudes are being assholes to Peter. And it's just so suspicious, these guys, like, carrying files. Like, hey, sir, what are those files? Beat it, Buster.
Don't you worry about what these files are. These are very important files. Like, are you union? No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Mr. Kingpin said I couldn't say anything. Oh, shit.
Don't mention his name. I mean, the guy that is not the Kingpin did not mention that we weren't supposed to tell you about these criminal's files in the plans that tell you about his... Oh, he's going to kill
Damn
me.
It.
He's going to shoot me right in the face, isn't he?
Totally.
Oh, no, you know what? He's going to be worse than that. You know what he's going to do? He's going to put a karate gi on, and then he's going to make me play kung fu with him.
But then he's just going to kick my ass. So Peter decides to call Ned, and... I guess he's feeling a lot better.
They switched up his meds. He's on the good drugs now. He's not tripping balls anymore.
So Spidey decides to sneak around this warehouse, and he looks through the files. But once you know it, more cops show up. It's like they have a spider sense for Peter.
So Spidey hits a QTE event, hits X, and dodges it.
Yeah. And then he's really tired of these fucking cops, because now he just drop kicks one right in the face.
Wait a minute.
Both of them.
How does this bag work? Mole Man's got a man pouch out, man, like a man purse.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right. He does. Cutting to the museum, Molten Man is stealing some rocks with his Indiana Jones bag.
He's trying to pull a fucking looter. That's a looter's gig. Yeah. Stealing rocks.
Stealing his gimmick. Gimmick infringement.
Well, he's got heat with everybody, so of course he's going to steal their gimmick.
Of course.
He's going to show He's gonna show up on a glider in 5 issues.
Like Damian Sandow stealing gimmicks?
Yes. But then it's going to get over.
Yeah. By accident. So Spidey pulls another fuck this shit o'clock through the window. And...
Oh, shit. An asbestos mask.
Yes. So he's got an asbestos mask to conceal his face.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
So, does Fancy Dan sell asbestos trench coats?
Definitely.
He must.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's for mobsters in case they have to fight the Human Torch.
I'll allow it. It makes sense.
Come on, you know Fancy Dan's got that section.
That's science.
Hey, man, if you want something nice, come to the asbestos section. You know what? We got everything. They'll keep you against the Human Torch. You'll protect you against all flame-based heroes, okay?
Are you a villain who's had primary powers include fire or turning yourself into flame? Come on down to Fancy Dan's. We've got a whole new line of asbestos trench coats, suits. You're never going to burn. You're not going to be around standing there with your balls hanging out fighting Spider-Man. It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
The only thing higher than you is this suit.
That's a good line.
Fancy Dan's at 5th and Broadway. I don't know if that's an address.
Because as we've established on the show, Fancy Dan created the pop-up.
Yes, he did. Because he's like a criminal, right? He has to keep changing location.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's smart business.
Yeah. So despite Molten Man's money to buy asbestos clothing from Fancy Dan, he didn't bother buying a subway token.
No. And then his face literally starts melting.
Yeah. And it's kind of pretty creepy and cool looking.
Yeah, it's kind of horrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, his face is melting because he's gotten even hotter. And so he says, fuck this, I'm taking Spidey out once and for all. Punches a couple of subway doors right off. They kind of have a bit of a fight, but mostly it's just Molten Man melting through his asbestos stuff. See, he didn't get the top or the range stuff. He got, like, mid-range
Yeah.
clothing.
Well, let's be honest. The clothes from Fancy Dan aren't really that good. They look good. No.
But
they're like a t-shirt you buy that, like, after first wash, it's all, like, broken off and, like, kind of...
tatters.
Yeah.
So, basically, Molten Man wants these space rocks because he thinks it'll cure him of his condition. Mm-hmm. Science.
Science!
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not cool blowing up buildings and burning James Corden-looking maids.
No, not at all.
Despite what's happening, he still wants to kill Spider-Man. Even though Spidey's like, hey, I can help you, bud.
But first, let's get rid of your man purse.
Mm-hmm.
My rocks!
Oh, no. And I like this picture here of Molten Man, like, really melty and looking creepy, like a goblin.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Very much so.
He actually kind of looks like Monster Green Goblin. Like, he's got the little shorts, he's got the bag.
He does. Well, again, he's stealing his gimmick. He's got heat with Grime Goblin, so.
Yeah, there you go. He's like, oh, he's dead. I can steal his gimmick.
And that's a beauty. So, I'm going to give this issue, like, I'll give you the rating now. 9.5 mm-hmm. for this dive he took off the bridge.
It is a nice dive. So, yeah, the moon rocks end up in the water. Molten Man jumps in to chase him. And Spidey just goes, I guess that's the end of the fight.
I win.
I win. Okay.
Swip out.
He waited there for a minute, you know, like, okay, I have to wait at least 1 minute. Not coming up. Okay.
Spidey gives it the all, and it's no longer my problem.
Yeah. Time to grab a pizza. So, Batch, what are you giving this issue?
As I just said, like 9.5 for
dive. Oh, yeah, you did.
I gave it 9.5 for that dive.
Okay. I'll give it 6 moon rocks on 10.
I would like for someone who, again, for, we know people listen to the show. If someone could, like, give us, like, let's get someone to make a master database of all their reviews from every single issue.
And add them up?
No, like, just like, just so we could see. Like, okay, so what did each of us give each? I don't know.
No, I like that idea. So if anyone out there has the patience for it,
yeah,
let us know. I guess that's the end of this issue.
Yeah, well, so, yeah. Nice little two-parter with Molten Man.
Yeah. We need some variety right now, right? You can't always have Doc Ock and A-listers.
Next issue, we get the Tarantula.
Oh, man. We're sliding down the list. We're not going higher with that.
I think we're starting a new grade now. We've been like the C grade.
D grade now?
Yeah. Well, no, we're already at G with the Looter and a guy named Joe and Madman Marco.
Yeah, you're right. That's pretty bottom of the barrel.
So we'll see next issue where Tarantula fits in. So Before we wrap up this week, we want to give a shout out to every single person who's listened to this show, taking the time to listen to our nonsense. Please do us a favor. If you like the show, do us a favor and give us a rating on iTunes. Give us a rating on Spotify. Give us a rating on however you absorb your podcast, because it really helps the show. Other thing you want to do if you want to interact with us, we've got a Facebook group for Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast. We've got a Facebook group for Pop 4Deep, where we talk all things comics, movies, gaming, television, professional wrestling. Now, for the Web Tales group, one thing we will say, a little bit of a trivia question to get in. We've mentioned the answer, this issue. So once you go to join, answer the questions, and then come on in and join the fun. We just want to make sure you're real.
Yep. I'm one of these fake accounts that got made last week.
Yes.
That we get a lot of requests from.
Or as like a supposed hot chick.
Yeah, that's not fooling anyone.
No, no.
Hot chicks do not want to join this group.
It might fool he who will not be named, but we don't let him. We don't. He's not even a part of the group.
No, we can't let him in.
No.
So letting him in, then what? We gotta let the Looter in, Man Mountain Marco. Like, come on.
Yep.
We got standards.
Since when? Have you listened to the show?
I've listened here and there. Alrighty. Thanks, everyone, and come back next week for the Tarantula. Take care. Bye-bye.
Attention, webheads. You can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at WebTales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at WebTales Podcast. Or you can email us at WebTalesPodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official WebTales of Spider-Man Podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. WebTales of Spider-Man Podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers.
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!
WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast, is a Pop4D production and a proud member of the Pop4D Entertainment Network. Okay, how's that? Where's my money patch?
I hate you so much. Flames on the side of my face. Flickering, heaving flames.